Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as I record. And as always, I am so grateful to be back with each and every one of you. Things have been good. It's been quite the week for me, giving birth to the Golden Key. Hopefully you guys have went over to goldenkey.gift and gotten your copy. You can use the code POSITIVEHEAD to get a free copy, audio or ebook. And yeah, it's been such a cool thing to turn the corner, and a lot of people getting it and responding to it, and just, yeah, to go from such an introverted sort of, you know, huddled down, getting something done behind the scenes to putting it out there is quite the process. You guys, some of you, a lot of you have at least had that in some way, maybe not with the book, but, you know, with something that you've worked a long time at. And, you know, one of the things I think that's really important, lessons that I took away that I want to talk about today, and that I think the angels are speaking to me via some 444 synchronicities, that this is a good message. Because, yeah, I basically, my son actually sent me a quote by Jack Kerouac, and it was really cool. Never seen it before. And there was 444 comments. And then right when I was deciding if I'm going to talk about it today, moments ago, I uploaded something and it said 44 out of 44. In the folder, just randomly, right? Well, random, if there is such a thing. And I took that as my sign. And some of you may remember years ago, I shared a story of a 444 synchronicity. Actually, a few times I have. It showed up time and time again. It's supposedly like the angelic frequency, according to the book, The Messengers, that I read years ago. And in that book, it was, you know, this guy was receiving crazy downloads from spirit and in dramatic fashion. And it would always come at 4:44 in the morning. And it was, you know, he was like seeing angelic apparitions, you know, like in his room. And, you know, just the book's wild and really, really interesting. It's supposedly like the story of Paul the Apostle with Jesus, what was happening there, you know, what he was really teaching, which is very similar to the things we talk about on the show. I and the Father are one. You can do greater things than I. It's all one, you know, et cetera. And it popped up. I remember the first time I read it. I'll share the story for some of you newer listeners. The first time I read the book, and I resonated so much. And by the way, I think you can download this book for free as well. I think the guy's name is G.W. Harding, H-A-R-D-I-N or H-A-R-D-I-N-G, one of them. And you can download the book on his website. And Really good, really fun read, really interesting. You know, supposedly a business guy who started having all these memories of Paul the Apostle, and he didn't want to come out with it. You know, under hypnosis, over 6 months, they documented everything that he experienced through his whole journey with Jesus of Nazareth. And, you know, the way I look at it, I'm not saying it is or isn't true. What I find fascinating about it is the, you know, when you think about the idea that we're all connected, it's all one. And so at some level, you've played every role. So it's like, okay, could he just be tapping into that thought stream, that memory stream of that particular avatar or character? I know what he talks about in the book I found fascinating and interesting. And I definitely got some cool synchronicities, you know, even here we are years later today with 444, then 4444 right now. But the first big synchronicity, I read the book. I loved it. My friend actually knows the author really well. And I talked to the author about it, and, you know, he was very convincing in his experiences that he had, you know, around it. And I actually talked to him about being on the show years ago, and I guess it never aligned, but maybe I should go back and get him on. So I started telling my friend Tyler about the book, and hey, you should go read it, and here's what it was about. And these angels would communicate with this guy who was having these past life memories, and then, you know, they would communicate through electric devices a lot of times. And then when I was telling my friend Tyler this, and it was like probably midnight, you know, one night, and he was over and staying over or whatever. And then all of a sudden the smoke alarm in my house went off right when I said, you know, they'll communicate through electric devices. So electronic devices, I went downstairs, looked, you know, to see, oh, is my son cooking something and, you know, burning a pizza or something? Nope, nothing cooking, just randomly went off. Then probably 3-4 hours later, we were up all night that night. And I think we might have even been in like a psychedelic exploration state, you know. And so I was up super late, and someone tagged me on Facebook with something about angels. And I was like, oh, whoa, Tyler, look, I was just tagged with something on angels. Well, trippy, huh? Weird. And then all of a sudden, what happens? The alarm goes off again. And so, yeah, then throughout the years, like Mia, who was, you know, here as a retreat guest that ended up living here, showed up with 444 tattooed on her inner arm, and you know, all kinds of things came from that experience living with her and helping with Optimistic, and on it goes. There's a lot, there's more to it, more little caveats of the 444 stuff, but most recently today. So yeah, that's my fun little Monday story for you guys who've never heard that one before. And, you know, as far as what was shared, you know, this was actually shared by my son. Here, I'll read it to you guys real quick. Jack Kerouac said, "I have lots of things to teach you now in case we ever meet concerning," I wonder if that's supposed to be "in case we never meet." I don't know. Maybe someone transcribed it wrong. Anyway, this particular post says, with 444 comments, "I have lots of things to teach you now in case we ever meet concerning the message that was transmitted to me under a pine tree in North Carolina on a cold winter moonlit night. It said that nothing ever happened, so don't worry. It's all like a dream. Everything is ecstasy inside. We just don't know it because of our thinking minds. But in our true blissful essence of mind is known that everything is all right forever and forever and forever. Close your eyes. Let your hands and nerve ends drop. Stop breathing for 3 seconds. Listen to the silence inside the illusion of the world, and you will remember the lesson you forgot, which was taught an immense Milky Way soft cloud innumerable worlds long ago, and not even at all. It is all one vast awakened thing. I call it the golden eternity. It is perfect. We are never really born. We will never really die. It has nothing to do with the imaginary idea of a personal self, other selves, many selves everywhere. Self is only an idea, a mortal idea. That which passes into everything is one thing. It's a dream already ended. There's nothing to be afraid of and nothing to be glad about. I know this from staring at mountains months on end. Do you think the emptiness of space will ever crumble away? Mountains will crumble, but the emptiness of space, which is the one universal essence of mind, the vast awakenerhood, empty and awake, will never crumble away because it was never born. The world you see is just a movie in your mind. Rocks don't see it. Bless and sit down. Forgive and forget. Practice kindness all day to everybody, and you will realize you're already in heaven now. That's the story. That's the message. Nobody understands it. Nobody listens. They're all running around like chickens with heads cut off. I will try to teach it, but it will be in vain. So I'll end up in a shack, praying and being cool and singing by my wood stove, making pancakes. Pretty cool, Jack. Pretty cool. I agree with you. Yeah. So the part that really got me is a running around with the chicken, like a chicken with your head cut off, because I've done a lot of that. I must admit, you know, just go, go, go. I got to get stuff done. Deadlines. Got to make this happen. Make that happen. And then all the comparison of, whoa, my life should have been this. It should have been that. You know, what if we just put all that down and move into the stillness? It's like the Bible talks about this, like, be still and know that I am God. Well, hold on. What is that verse? That's from the Old Testament, too. I believe it's an old verse, you know, way, way back, thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Be still and know that I am God. Whoa, whoa, hold on. You mean if I get quiet, I meditate, I go within, clear out all the noise, all the clutter, all the ideas of self and what I'm supposed to do and should do and where I should be. And the Joneses have this and I don't, and I could have been more, and blah, 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 and on it goes. And be still, and you move into the eternal now moment. The eternal moment that has always been there behind all the chatter, all the noise, that's waiting for you to tap into that blissful, ecstatic state. Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to tell you a little bit about my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. The concept for the book initially came to me in a dream and has been followed by a next level amount of synchronicity, confirming for me that the information in the book is pertinent to get to the world at this moment in our collective evolution. In the book, I share the 8 keys to manifesting abundance that I've personally discovered over 25 years of trial, error, and deep exploration, including one golden key that ultimately ties them all together. I think most of you will agree with me that talk is a bit cheap, especially these days, and results speak the loudest of all. Well, these keys have led me to manifesting incredible results, such as an Inc. fastest growing private company, uncanny health, incredible relationships, and success with this podcast. However, I'm not any more special than you, and anyone can apply this information to achieve incredible results in their own life. I also believe waking up our planet by sharing these keys to abundance is the quickest way to help us to transition our home into the planet of paradise it is destined to become, which is why I'd like to gift the book to you at goldenkey.gift when you use the golden key code POSITIVEHEAD. I would also like to invite you to create your own unique golden key code so you in turn can gift the book to others, as well as invite you to participate in a unique abundance manifestation game with me and the other readers that is outlined in detail at the end of the book and on the website, where readers are also going to share the inspiring results of their abundance manifestation experiments. Lastly, I'm going to practice what I preach by sharing 50% of the abundance generated from the golden game and sale of the other golden goodies on the website with you and all the other readers. So if you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. Also, if you end up loving and appreciating your gifted copy of the book, please take a moment to go to Amazon and give it a review, which will greatly help me reach and unlock more hearts with the golden key. When I find myself getting excited about what I need to do or not do, or, you know, any of this story around the avatar, Brandon, that's really just a construct of that, you know, it's relative truth, right? From one hand, it exists. From another, it totally doesn't exist, right? Both are true, depending on the vantage point from which we're speaking. You know, it's I've heard this Osho talked about this in a way that really melted my mind years ago when I read some of his teachings, and he was talking about like, look, God is all things, and then God emerges from the void, which is no thing. We can't even describe what the void is. There's just nothing. So everything comes from nothing. It's two sides of the same coin. And so when you can tap into this, you know, this knowing that it all, you know, nothing matters and everything counts, nothing matters, right? It's both happening. Brandon exists, Brandon doesn't exist. So whenever I'm stressed out about what Brandon should, shouldn't be, whatever you're stressed out about who your character should or shouldn't be, put it down and then move beyond that into the stillness, the unmoved mover, right? That's God is higher self, source is the eye of the storm. And we get so caught up in the storm, swirling around all the time. And it's so easy to get sucked into it, into the drama of it. And really at the end of the day, it just doesn't matter. Like Jack was saying here, it just, there's an ecstasy underneath it all that just, the game has never played and has already ended and hasn't begun all simultaneously, depending on what vantage point where you're speaking from. And knowing it's just like, you know, taking this on in a way that really serves you is intelligent. It's smart. It's a wise way to navigate your world from this space forward, because you're applying a perspective. Once again, what sort of results does it get? And what we see with, you know, monks who meditate all the time, their brains are wired up in the most incredible way. And the peace that is exuding, the energy that is exuding. One of the things I've noticed from having a lot of people on the show is I always really admire the person who's done a lot of meditative work. You can feel it. You can feel that they've got this sense of calm that I just, you know, it feels just wonderful to be around, right? They're emanating. It's like a pond that is still versus choppy water in the wind, right? It's a very different energy. And you can tap into that still inner pond. And it's something that, you know, I have not been the most diligent meditator in my life. I've done it here and there, and you know, maybe compared to a lot of people, I've done a lot of meditating, but to others, I've done hardly any, right? And it's because my story has been like, I'm so driven. I'm going to go. It's like challenging for me to sit still. And that in itself is a story. But every time I do, every time I make the space to do it, you know, Osho said this as well. He's like, everyone should meditate 20 minutes a day, unless you're too busy. You should meditate for an hour. And it's like, what's he saying? He's like, if you're too busy, that's where you're actually off basis of how this thing really works. And how it really works is you actually are a master of time and space. You create space and time by making the time to create space. Wow, right? That's the path that we are all navigating, that we are all traversing. And if you can figure that out, if you feel stressed, anxious, and, you know, a lot of times symptoms that then arise from it. And I just talked to my friend who's gets stressed a lot, and he's like, oh, I've been bent over on the ground, you know, in agony from ulcers. And it's like these stressful ideas about what his life should or shouldn't be and where he should go, and up late at night and watching all the political stuff in his case. And it's just like, what are you doing? You know, you're doing this to yourself. Find your way to that stillness. And what's funny is you, ironically, that's like the ultimate success and peace, right? And when you find that inner peace, there is no greater form of success. You know, abundance is the ultimate forms of abundance, time and peace, right? You and all of those are things that you can create by yourself. Like truly, there are billionaires out there who are miserable with all the things they're managing and doing. And they're addicted to this, I've got to consume more. How do I get more? You know, and it's just like a drug, and it's like it rules their life. And then they get to their deathbed and said, oh man, I missed the boat. You want to find this, create the space to really take it all in, like Jack was doing when he was there sitting. He wasn't sitting under that pine tree, rapidly typing on his computer, trying to get another email out, to be productive because that means I'm successful, right? These are just stories that we've been sold, and I get it. I bought many of them. And so, as I always say, we teach best what we most need to learn, and this is definitely a reminder for me. And so I was so grateful to get this one today and to get the wink from the angelic realm that this is a timely one to share and to discuss and to step into the vibrational pool of, right? As we've all, you're listening to me talk about this, what are we doing? We're tuning the channel to this wisdom, right? And it feels good and it feels true. There's nothing I can tell you your soul doesn't already know. It's a matter of remembering that which we've forgotten. And so all we're doing is reminding each other and walking each other home. And it's such a beautiful journey and love story that God has created for herself. And I am so grateful to be on it with each and every one of you. You're doing it. You got all the tools you need. And I'm proud of you. And thank you for being proud of me too, and sharing and connecting and being a part of this, my own golden journey. It has just been so awesome to share it with you guys. And I just so look forward to seeing where we take it from here by applying this wisdom and helping others to do the same, because that's really the key, right? Helping others to remember to and find peace of mind and find their way. Think of how many are just stumbling lost in the dark out there, miserable, tortured, in hell. Standing right next to you on the subway, on the bus, at the market. And you have tools. You are needed. You are as needed as I am, as any. We all have it. You choose yourself. Choose yourself. You've got gifts. And as soon as you say, yes, I want to use these gifts, as St. Francis of Assisi said, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace, right? Make me an instrument of peace. I want to serve. I want to be used as a vessel to help bring peace to others. Nothing feels better. The ultimate addiction, good kind. All right, everyone. With that being said, I have a song I'm going to leave you with. I thought I would play this song. I mentioned a song in the Golden Key, and it's called Masterpiece by Luis Del Mar. It's called Painting and then Masterpiece in parentheses, like the second name, by Luis Del Mar. I mentioned it in the book, and it's all about making your life into the painting, the masterpiece that, you came here, that your soul, your life, your avatar is your soul's great work of art, its masterpiece. Let's paint it to the fullest, the fullest expression of its potential. Hope you enjoy this song. Till next time, journey well. Love you all so, so much. Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well. If you want it, want it bad, and build yourself a technique.
what shall we hear? If you want it, you can have it, every color that you see, see, you see. If you want it bad, and build yourself a technical masterpiece. Now, oh, masterpiece, masterpiece. Because